Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community information platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Trish Irvine from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, shares what God is doing in her life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always, in every moment and in every place. My name is Trish Irvine, and I'm excited to share with you today's reflection. Before we get into the reflection, I'd like to invite you to subscribe to this podcast through iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Please also share our podcast with others who you think might benefit from it. Finally, if you're able, consider becoming a Come Follow Me patron, where you'll give us the opportunity to continually grow our efforts in assisting others on the journey of discipleship, as well as gain access to patron-only perks. Learn more at comefollow.me/support. The gospel for today has a scribe coming to Jesus asking him, which is the first of all the commandments? And then Jesus replies, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is like this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no greater commandment than these." And then the scribe responds by saying, "Well said, teacher, you are right in saying, he is one, and there is no other than he. And to love him with all your heart, with all your understanding, with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself is worth more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices." So the reflection that I want to focus on today comes from my own thoughts on the book Hinds Feet on High Places by Hannah Hernard. And so the basic outline of the story is there's this woman whose name is Much Afraid, and she's making this journey to the high places, and she is following the shepherd. And sometimes the shepherd's there with her, and sometimes the shepherd's not visible. And it's an allegory for the Christian life. But one of the main themes that struck me as I read this was the idea of needing to sacrifice my own will in order to follow the will of the Lord. And in Hinds Feet on High Places, it very clearly happens when there's a difficulty that Much Afraid encounters. And she has to assemble an altar from whatever materials are close at hand, and then she places her own will on the altar. And so an excerpt says, "There, Much Afraid built her first altar on the mountains, a little pile of broken rocks, and then, with the shepherd standing close beside her, she lay down on the altar, her trembling, rebelling will. A little spurt of flame came from somewhere, and in an instant, nothing but a heap of ashes was laying on the altar." And so the sacrifices that Much Afraid makes are very similar to the sacrifices that we make in our own lives. I know there have been times in my life where I've prayed for something and I've wanted it to be God's will, but I begin to recognize that it's my own will. There was a time in college where I was really praying for some situation to change for a friend, and it was consuming a lot of my prayer. I thought that I knew what was best, and that if this thing that seemed like it was going to happen happened, that it would just be completely the wrong thing, and that the Lord should work in this and change it. But then as I was praying, the thought crossed my mind, I should pray for God's will. And that first time that it came to mind, I thought, No, actually, I don't really want to pray for God's will. I want to pray for this particular thing because this seems to be the best. And then as a little more time passed, I began to see, you know, I don't think that what I'm praying for is God's will. I should pray for God's will. But that meant a definite surrender of my own will. And that's experienced through many, many deaths. And I'm sure you can relate in different ways. Whether it's surrendering to what God wants for us, or just beginning to accept what actually happened. There are so many times when we need to offer our own wills as a sacrifice. We're more able to recognize, this is what I need to do. Right? I can fight the Lord and that's not helpful, or I can surrender to the work that the Lord is doing in me. And I can surrender my own plans, my own thoughts, my own desires. And so while there's this pain in our wills being laid on an altar and sacrificed, there's also great freedom that begins to be found. I know I experienced that vocationally. Being single for many years isn't exactly what I had in mind for myself. But as I continue to offer this to the Lord, Lord, not my will, but your will be done, I'm beginning to find more and more freedom in that. Not necessarily a lessening in desire of what I want to happen, but a greater acceptance of, Lord, this is what you're offering to me, and I desire to receive it. And so as we continue to move through Lent, what are the different things in my life that the Lord is asking me to place on an altar and to sacrifice? What are the things that my heart and my mind are attached to that the Lord wants us to give back to him? At another point in that book, the shepherd is speaking with much afraid. And it says, then he answered very quietly, much afraid, do you love me enough to accept the postponement and the apparent contradiction of the promise and to go down there with me into the desert? How many times in my life it seems as though the way the Lord is working seems to be contrary to what he has promised me. But the Lord is always faithful. He leads me into a desert because it's what is necessary, but he doesn't want me to remain there forever. From this repeated death to our own wills, we come to share more deeply in the life that Christ has to offer. And by continually dying to self, it enables us to live more fully the freedom that is found in a life rooted in Christ. It can be painful in the moment, but a new joy emerges from the ashes of our burnt offering, the offering of our very wills and our very selves. Let us pray. Lord, I offer to you in a new way today everything in my life, all of my relationships, all of my work, all of my gifts and abilities, all of my weaknesses, all of my sins. Lord, take all of these things and transform them into something beautiful. Bring new life from these ashes and grant me the grace to be able to praise you now and always. Amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's S-U-S-C-I-P-E.co. At Sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out Sushipe.co and get involved today.